Text 3. The cost of appearances.
We really must buy some new clothes for Jamie. His best trousers are too small for him now, and most of his other pairs are not fit to be worn in public.
What about those nice brown trousers we bought for him in the spring?
He ripped a hole in those while he was climbing up a tree in the garden last month.
I told him not to wear decent clothes while he was playing about. I'll teach him to take more notice of what I say.
Oh, leave him alone. You keep ordering him to do this and do that. He's almost afraid to move.
Well, he's got to learn to behave properly sometime. Anyway, you've got a sewing machine and a pair of scissors. Why don't you mend them and alter some of his other trousers to fit him?
Certainly not. You can't send a boy to a good class school in patched-up trousers.
All right, then. But we'll be broke by the end of the month at this rate. We've still got to get him some new pyjamas, a pair of blue shorts, and those red vests. Heaven only knows why he has to wear red vests. People will think he's joining the Labour Party or something.
Don't be silly. I'm more worried about his maths not improving than about the colour of his shirts.
And I'm more worried about paying the bills.